Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right anyhow.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah.
out there believe that.
I want you to know that
God's got the power. God's got the power. Anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I couldn't help but to. We're starting it again. I'm so excited. I'm just pushing buttons here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saints, welcome. Once again, amen, to Let Your Light Shine Internet Radio Broadcast, bringing church right into the comfort of your homes. I am your host, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, and I am well privileged to see my friends back again with me on this Wednesday. You can be somewhere else doing something else, but instead, amen, you decided to tune in with me. And I just thank the Lord for all of you have been so faithful these several years, amen, that we have been doing this broadcast. Amen. And we got some new guests as well that joined us this evening. Amen. From this state of New Jersey. And also we got a Michiganian, a new Michiganian that is with us as well. Amen. And so we just want to welcome the two of you, amen, who had tuned in with us this evening. We're going to have, amen, some fun, amen, in our Bible study, amen. We thank the Lord for our last Sunday service that we had, amen. We had a good time in the Lord. It says, where two or more comes together in the name of Jesus Christ, then he would be in the midst of us. So we had a wonderful time Sunday. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for now she's missionary. Amen. Missionary to Zara Massey. Amen. And also mother. Amen. Velma Davis. So we thank the Lord for the two of you. Amen. Who received your commission and your ordination this past Sunday. Hallelujah. And I have even more that I'm going to, amen, ordain as well and give you your commission. And I'm just waiting on you to let me know, amen, that you are ready for that. Amen. But, you know, that is what Praises of Emmanuel Ministries is all about. I can't do everything by myself. And if I tried, amen, it would kill me. It would literally destroy my life forces that God has given me. And so I'm one who is not selfish and try to hoard on everything, to hoard the power of the Lord. Amen. Well, I recognize that each and every one of us have a gift and a purpose, hallelujah, that God has given us even before we were consumed in the womb of our mothers. God has a plan for each and every one of us. So I recognize that, and I want you all to know, amen, that, hallelujah, your work is at hand. You have work to do for the Lord, and the work is not always have to be in the pulpit. If everyone was in the pulpit, then it wouldn't be enough room, amen? In other words, it would just empty the pews, amen? There's a ministry in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Remember that, amen? Don't let no one tell you anything different. Do not feel that you're not ready for the Lord to work with you. You are ready. Amen. Yes, you are ready. Amen. You are ready when you were born into this world. You are ready. Amen. Let me give you, we didn't have a tribute last week, and I apologize for that. amen, we usually have our trivials every week, but I'm going to give you one, amen, and this evening for next week, amen, and so that I won't forget, amen, as we go through our service, because I be getting so excited in the spirit of the Lord that I do, amen, forget that, amen. So I'm going to give you that trivia now, and then I'll repeat it again, amen, before we leave the show, amen. So listen very carefully, amen. This happened over 6,000 years ago, this particular event and this particular person that I want you to name. I'm not going to give you his name. I want you to find out who he is. So let me give you a clue to the details of the circumstance that happened during this time in history. Well, God had came to this person and told him that, amen, that he has been chosen to deliver the children of Israel from the Mennonites. That's right, the Mennonites. And the Mennonites were very cruel people, amen. Matter of fact, they were so cruel that the Israelites had to hide literally in caves, amen, in order to be safe from the oppressor. And so God came to this man, which I'm not going to give you his name, but told him that he had heard the cry of his children, his people, and so he given him the ability to help his people to fight against their enemies. Well, they started off with 32,000 soldiers. Amen. But God told the man, this individual, that 32,000 was too many. And the reason why they were too many is because they would boast and forget that the Lord has fought their battle for them. And in other words, they would take all the credit for themselves. And you know that's how we are. That's the nature of humans, is that we take the credit of everything for ourselves and not giving God the credit. So anyhow, they started out with 32,000 soldiers, and God eliminated the 32,000 all the way down. They ended up with just 300. Imagine that, beginning from 32,000 soldiers and ended up with only 300. So 300 against a great army that was counted as the number of the sand on the seashore. So you can imagine that must have been tens of thousands of soldiers on the enemy side, and only 300 was left to fight them. So that's your clue. Who was this man that God, amen, gave him the commission or the ability to fight the enemy? And it started off with 32,000, ended up with only 300. Now, I know some of you already know. Don't give me the answer tonight. This is for next week, okay? And just hold on. I know you hold your horses. I can hear your thoughts right now. And you want to tell me now, but no. Save this for next week. It gives you a chance, the others a chance who's not familiar with this individual in history, in biblical history. Give them a chance, amen, to research for themselves. And then we can all come together next Wednesday, and we can elaborate on this man. Well, I'm going to open up the mic and the channels to each and every one of you to say hello, amen, to everyone, our guests here, amen. And we want to, first of all, say hello to our own, who is now missionary, to Zara. God bless you, missionary.
Hello, thanks. Hi, Bishop and Sister Rita. I just thank God for another Wednesday and that I'm here to be able to worship and hear the word with my family, because you all are my family now. And I just appreciate everything that God do for me. Everything. And I don't want to never, ever let his hands go. Never.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much. Amen. That's right. Never let his hands go. Hallelujah. There was a song many years by this writer that says to hold on to the hand of the man who had the plan. And it's talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, my sister. Bless you. Hallelujah. And we also have our own. Now, this is our, amen, evangelist. And I want to let you know that you are coming up very soon. Amen. To get you prepared. And that is our own sister, Gloria. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor. Hi, Sister Rita. Hi, everyone on the line today. I just wanted to say
amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for waking up this morning, and thank God for Bishop Taylor and his family. Thank you, thank you.
Amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you once, God bless you twice, God bless you three times.
And God bless
amen.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. And our new guest, amen, that we have, I want to say hello to my brother, amen, from the motherland, amen, which is the coast, is the continent of Africa, but he's over here now with us, amen, and that is my brother, Abraham. God bless you, Abraham.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you, too.
Amen. Amen. But it was good to have you. Good to have you with us this evening. Can you hear everything clearly?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, stay tuned because we're going to go into our lesson very soon.
Okay.
All right. And that is my brother, Abraham. He's at the state of New Jersey at this time. And our mother, we're going to say hello to Sister Davis. God bless you this evening.
Good evening, Bishop Taylor and First Lady, the lovely Rita Taylor. And
yes.
Hello to all the saints online. I bless you with love, peace, and happiness. I am glad to know that the Lord is the head of my life. He is my life. He is my
Hallelujah.
Helper, strength. He gives me knowledge and wisdom. And I love you guys. I love each and every one of you. Some I do not even know. I just know that you are part of this family ministry. And I love you all.
Amen. And we love you too. And thank you very much for your encouraging words. Hallelujah. All right. And we also have a new guest, a longtime friend of mine. Heard from her in a while, but she found me in Facebook, and this is Evangelist Clark. Good evening, Evangelist.
God bless you, Bishop. How are you this evening?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
All is well. The Lord is good. Amen. I do appreciate you allowing me to know that you have this broadcast, and I know I'm in for a treat, and God bless each and every one that are listening, and may the Lord bless each and every one real good in Jesus' almighty name.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. God bless you. Amen. And we have from the state of, always say Indianapolis, that's the city. That's Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana, and that was our own evangelist, Millie Moore. God bless you this evening. I think I got you here. All right. I'm sorry, evangelist. Millie
Thank
Moore,
you.
God bless you.
God bless
yes,
you.
Yes, I hear you.
And I just want to say God bless to all the saints that are on the line tonight. And I just want to say... I just want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I'm thanking him for his many, many blessings and thanking him for life and life more abundantly. And just thanking God for you and your beautiful life. I mean, your beautiful wife, your life.
Amen.
And your
that's right. That's my
evangelist, Rita Taylor. You hear what I call
it? Amen. Yes. I heard you.
And I just want to thank God that... I just want to thank God for you. You know, I know I've said it more than once. I've said it more than twice since you've been in my life. I just want to thank God for you being in my life and being among my life and being my mentor, being the mentor of my life. And without you, and I tell anybody, and I just tell any other saint, I don't want y'all to call no psychic channel, okay? Just call 1-800-50-Emmanuel-Taylor, you know. I tell everybody that, you know. A lot of these people get on the phone, they want to call these psychic hotlines, you know. And
yeah.
Information, but, you know, if you want to hear something from the Lord, just call my bishop. You heard what I said, my bishop, you know. You know that I love you, and I was listening to one of the ladies when she said she wanted to thank God for just holding her hand. And when she said that, I thought about the song, Walk With Me.
Yes.
Lord. And that's
yes, yes.
Him, you know, Walk With Me.
Yes.
Lord. But he said, hold my hand and don't never leave me alone. And
that's
I
was, right.
Singing that song the other night, and as I was singing, the tears came in my eyes because so much is just going on in this world, and I just thank God for walking with me and holding my hand. I want to thank him for not leaving me alone and just continuing being with me, you know. And
yes.
Like I told you the other day, but today, or this morning or yesterday, I'm going for some tests tomorrow, and I'm claiming everything is in divine order. And like you told me, when they do that test, they're not going to find nothing wrong with me. That everything
Amen.
Is right. I'm in good health, and
yes,
all that Satan is trying to do to me, I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. He's trying to discourage
Hallelujah.
Me. It's what he's doing. He's trying to discourage me, Bishop. And he's trying to just steal my joy, but I'm not going to let him steal my joy because he didn't give it to me, and he's not going to take it away from me. God gave
That's
me
right.
Peace. He gave me my peace, and
yes.
thank God for my peace. I just thank God for his love that he has shown 5 years of my life, and I'm really looking forward to the end of this month to come in there.
Yes.
And just speaking at the banquet, and I'm just really looking forward, and I'm just gonna let God use me, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm just asking you and the saints out there continue to lift up my daughter in prayer. She goes in for surgery on Tuesday, and just keep her up in prayer. And I just want to say God bless you to you and all the saints. And I just want to say to all the saints and to you and your beautiful wife that I love you. And every Wednesday I just look forward to this broadcast. And I keep looking at the clock and I say, oh, it's 9 o'clock. I got to go. I got to get on the phone, you know. So this is
truly
been a blessing to my home on Wednesdays. And I'm just looking forward for the word to come on tonight. And I missed the homework assignment.
I didn't give it. I'll give it again for next week. But I didn't give one last week. Yeah, so everything is in divine order.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Okay. Amen. And let me see. I don't want to miss Mother Washington. Amen. This evening. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord, Bishop, and Mother.
Praise Bishop, the Lord.
And all the saints on the line. Thank God for just being able to hear one another one more time. But the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want any good thing. And I love you all. Have a wonderful day. And Bishop and Mother Rita, keep your hand in God.
Amen.
Have a good evening.
Hallelujah.
Peace.
Thank you, Mother Washington. Peace be with you, too. Amen. And that's our own Mother Washington, also from the state of Indiana. And let's see, is this Sister Mary? Missionary Mary?
Yes, it is. From Indiana.
Well, God bless you, missionary. God bless you, missionary.
God bless you. I have a testimony and a praise report. You remember?
Oh, go right ahead.
Right, about a month ago, my husband was having trouble with his heart. And
yes.
And I just thank God and all of you that prayed for him. We haven't heard anything from that test. And you told me that night that my husband's heart was fixed. And I just thank God, Heaven, not one thing that was wrong.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So that's my testimony, and I just thank God and thank Him for you and for all the saints out there praying for me and holding me up, too. Because, you know, when your husband's sick, you sick. And so we made it through it. My brother-in-law is doing good, and I'm just thankful tonight, just thankful. You know, sometimes all you hear is I'm thankful that I know
yes. God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. He is real. Amen. Thank you, missionary. God bless you. Amen. We know the missionary has been very busy tending to her husband and her family. Amen. So it is so good to hear from her again. And we want you all there. Amen. Be ready for August the 30th. Amen, at the beautiful St. Regis Hotel. Amen. We are going to have a super-duper divine order service in Jesus' name. Amen. All of our, it's this reunion conference, a spiritual conference, and evangelist is going to be one of our speakers. Amen. We have my own sister, evangelist, amen, Phyllis Lucy, amen. We got other guests that's going to be there, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you, amen, to make your way August the 30th. Brother Abraham, if there's a way, amen, that you can be here August the 30th, amen. That's the last Sunday of this month. Amen. If you can be here, I truly would love to see you there at the St. Regis. Amen. I've already talked to Vanessa. She planned on being there as well. Amen. Gloria, if I know you leaving tomorrow, going back to Florida. Amen. I'm going to miss you while you're gone. I'm sorry I wasn't able to come and visit and pray with you. I got held up. Amen, and some things that I needed to take care of. Amen. If I was like the Lord, I could be everywhere at once, but I'm not God. I can't be everywhere at once, but I want you to, amen, if you can, I don't know how long you're going to stay in Florida, amen, but if you back here by August the 30th, amen, who knows? The Lord will make a way. Amen. Well, we're going to go into our lesson this evening. Amen. I prepared this lesson. It's a very, very important lesson for us. Amen. As the Lord gave us. And, you know, it's important to know who you are in the Lord. There are so many people ask that question, or they wonder who are they in the Lord. Amen. And so I got a few verses out of the scriptures as I was researching, and there's quite a few, there's many more. It would take years to go through everything. It would take a lot of time, but amen, maybe we're going to a series. But first of all, it's important to know who you are or who we are, amen, in the Lord. First of all, in the book of Psalms, amen, the 107th chapter, and if you don't have your Bibles, just write the scriptures down, and then in your own private time, as you study with you and the Lord together in the Spirit, amen, you can look these scriptures up for yourself. But 107, Psalms 107 and verse 2. Psalms 107, verse 2. And it says, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Amen. Now, just that one verse tells us who we are. We are the redeemed. And our Redeemer is our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Why? It's because he redeemed us, amen, from, amen, the pentacles or the prison of our arch enemy, who is Satan, the devil. Amen. He kidnapped us, if I can say it in that way, and held us captive, amen, in sin. Amen. Ever since with Eve, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And so all these years, but God had a plan to redeem us. And that plan has happened. Amen. We don't have to wait for the Redeemer any longer, because the Redeemer already came and redeemed us. How did he redeem us? He redeemed us on the cross, when he died on the cross and shed his blood for the remission of sin, because blood, there's life in the blood. And it took that blood of Jesus Christ, amen, as I will explain the salvation, it takes time for that, but quickly, just to let you know that, amen, that blood was spilled from the killing, and blood, it takes blood in order to bring life back again. There's no more sacrifices that can be done, amen, that will satisfy God the Father. It was the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. So it doesn't have to be done again. If you believe, it's, amen, that you are the redeemed. So you are, and we are, amen, the redeemed. So let's tell the story, amen, those of us who are redeemed. Tell the story that Jesus Christ, that he lives, amen. Tell the story wherever you go, and let your friends know, your family members know, or even strangers, amen, in the supermarket or in the restaurants, that Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, that he lives, amen? So that's the first identification or the definition of who we are. And then also, we were called Christians, amen, in Romans, the book of Romans, in the 10th chapter and the 9th verse. We wasn't called Christians until then. And what does Christian mean? Christian means the followers of Christ, to be Christ-like. So many people don't understand what it is to be a Christian. A Christian isn't a title. A Christian is a lifestyle. Amen. It is your lifestyle. It's how you walk. Amen. It's how you talk. It is how you react to someone else's action that would prove and define who you are in the Lord. So you can be born a Christian because maybe your parents were Christians, or whatever religion that you have, we are born into that. But however, being born as one does not make it definite. What makes it definite is when you yourself, amen, take on that property or that identification by knowing the Lord for yourself and living a Christ-like life, amen? I said a Christ-like life, living a Christ-like life, and what makes us Christians. That's another definition of who we are. And then one of my favorite verses is found in the book of Matthew, and that's Matthew 5 and the 13th chapter. Yes, and let me read that. And there's also the 14th chapter. So I'm going to read both 13th chapter and the 14th chapter of Matthew, the fifth. I'm sorry, did I say chapter? No, it's the fifth chapter. I'm getting excited. Excuse me for that. It's the fifth chapter of Matthew's, the 13th and the 14th verses. Amen. And it reads such as this. And the Lord Christ is talking to us. Amen. Letting us know who we are. You are the salt of the earth. Amen. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled, amen, by men. So we are the salt of the earth. What does that mean? Amen. And I read the 14th verse in a moment. But what does it mean when it says that we are the salt of the earth? Amen. Well, what is the property of salt? Well, it is an individual or a group considered as representative of the best or the noblest elements of a society. In other words, you being the salt of the earth means that you are the special ones. Amen. We are special. We are unique. Amen. We are peculiar. And also, the salt, what salt does, man, amen, during that time before they were refrigerators, amen, salt purifies, amen, the meat that was eaten at that time. The Jews used cultured salt, not only just the Jews, but different other cultures use a certain type of salt, which is called kosher salt, or sea salt as well. And when you purify the meat before you eat your meat, before you cook it, it takes the blood out of it, and that's how you purify the meat. So salt purifies, amen. And so by we being the salt of the earth, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that, amen, I'm getting just filled up here, amen. The salt of the earth, we purify everything around us, amen. We shouldn't, amen, be quiet when there is an obstruction or something going on that is wrong in this earth, because we have been given, amen, the commission to make things right, to purify whatever that is impure, amen. Just our presence alone in a certain environment can change things. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? Can you understand me when I say change things? Amen. You can walk in the room where there's chaos, and if you really understand who you are in the Lord, being the salt of the earth, amen, you can bring peace in the midst, hallelujah, of that chaotic moment in that situation or in that environment. Amen. And not only that, but we being the salt, hallelujah, of the earth, hallelujah, then, amen, that means that, amen, that we can clean up things. Let me give an example. Right in the city of Detroit, it might be there going on in New Jersey or in Indianapolis, Indiana, but I know for sure, if you heard the news, that it is this group of people who are Satan worshipers, hallelujah, and they're setting up their temple, amen, and also their altars, amen, in strategic areas of the city, amen. Now, are we supposed to just sit and be still and let it happen? Amen. Are we just to turn our heads and pretend, amen, like it's not going on? No, no, no. By we being the salt of the earth, it is our duty to do something about this, amen, to uproot this satanic movement, amen, that is happening and that is trying to take over, amen, the land. How do we uproot it? Well, some of us are bolder than others. There are some who have taken on the task of marching and finding out where they're at and protesting against it. Well, then some of us, if we're not that bold about it, we can pray together about it. Amen. And ask the Lord, hallelujah, to intervene in what the enemy is trying to do. Hallelujah. That is being the salt of the earth. So in the areas where there's impure, if you can just go to the area and walk around it and pray and say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Amen. Then something can happen. If two or more, let me tell you, one saint, amen, can chase away, amen, 1,000 demons. Just one of us have the power to chase away, eliminate, or confuse, or conquer 1,000 demons. But two of us, we, the two of us walking together, can, amen, eliminate or confuse 10,000 demons. Just two of us. How powerful. We are powerful. Amen. And then in the, let me move on because I'm standing on this salt of the earth because, amen, I understand the revelation that the Lord has given me. And maybe this is your first time hearing it this way. You heard many sermons about the salt of the earth. But I wanted you to get deep into it with me so that you can understand who we are. Amen. Now, also in the 14th verse, Christ begins to talk again. He said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and gives light to everyone in the house. In the 16th verse, in the same way, let your light, amen, hear me? I'm speaking to each and every one of you. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Yes, yes, yes. Who are we? We are the light of the world. Amen. So therefore, in places of darkness where there is dark, amen, there's certain areas of the cities that is nothing but dark things going on, cruel, dark, evil things going on. Well, let your light shine in those areas. Don't hide in your house. Don't hide in your church, in your churches, you know, surrounded by the four walls and just stay there and you're just there on a Sunday. But then when you leave, you go and hide. No, 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 you are the light of the world. So when you drive home and you're driving through your neighborhood, and if you see something that isn't right in your neighborhood, and that you can speak to that thing that's going on, knowing that you are the light of the world, and you can say, peace be still. You can say, let there be light in this dark place. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There are some who probably would not agree with me. There are pastors and ministers that would not agree with what I'm saying. They would say that I'm just being overboard with this. No, no, this is the scripture. This is the Bible. This is the word of God. And I'm speaking the spiritual letter, not the material letter, but I'm speaking the spiritual aspect. That's what this program is all about. That's why it's called Let Your Light Shine. Amen. If you notice on my signature on my phone, when I call you or when I text you, it says, I am the light. Now, some people will say I'm being conceited. No, I just recognize who I am. And it's good to know who you are in Christ. Amen. If you're going to make it in this world. Even Jesus Christ said he's the light of the world in John 8 and 12. And also, who are we? We are overcomers. Yes, yes, overcomers. Amen. Christ said that we can overcome the world just like he did. What does overcomers have? Well, the ability, amen, is to get over your struggles or your conflicts, to be a conqueror, not just a conqueror, but we're more than conquerors. We can defeat and overcome the enemy. It says that in Revelation 2:2-3. Now, if anyone tried to dispute with you about what you're hearing tonight, if you share it with them, you have the scripture to show and to prove that it is true that I am speaking. Amen. And what are we? We're born again. Yes, yes. We are born again. 1 Peter, hallelujah, 1st chapter, and the 24th and 23rd verse, we are born again. Amen. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. Amen. And what else are we? Oh, I love this. We are like living stones. Amen. What does a stone? A stone is used to build something, yes? Well, we are the living stones and are being built into a spiritual temple. What more do you want? Amen? Well, we are living stones. That is in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter and the 5th verse. Also going through 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, 4th and the 6th verse, that we are holy priests. Yes, a chosen people. Yes, yes, yes. Living stones, holy people. We are priests of God. We are ambassadors of heaven. Amen. Of the kingdom itself. Ambassador. Then what is an ambassador? An ambassador is someone who represents, amen, the person or the thing that sent them out. Amen. And the message that has been given, amen, through that ambassador, just as ministers are ambassadors of Christ, amen, of the kingdom of heaven, amen, in which we go out to represent who we are, and we represent who we are, amen, and who we belong to, hallelujah. We represent Christ Jesus. We represent, amen, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are ambassadors of righteousness. Hallelujah. We are ambassadors of integrity. Amen. Amen. We are ambassadors of a high character. That is why when we look up into the hills, hallelujah, which cometh our help, we recognize that our help cometh from the Lord. So, let the redeemed say so from now on. Redeemed, amen, amen. Salt of the earth, I'm speaking to all of you. You are the light of the world, amen. You are a chosen people, amen. You are a living stone that built up the spiritual temple. I love it. I'm not speaking of the church that is made of mortar and brick and stone or wood. Amen. I'm speaking of a spiritual temple that is made by the hands of God. Hallelujah. And whatever that is made by the hands of God, amen, is everlasting to everlasting. So we are everlasting to everlasting. Each and every one of us have a strategic place in this living temple, in this spiritual temple that we set forth in order to build it up. So therefore, be a kingdom builder from now on. How do you be a kingdom builder? Is that to stand in your place that the Lord has given you to stand in. You can't stand in my place, and I can't stand in yours. Whatever place that I am set, amen, to stand in, I do that work to the best of my ability. And I want you to do whatever you have been chosen to do to the best of your ability. If you've been hindered by anyone in any way or any fashion, and then it's not for you to be there if you are being hindered. Amen. You need to be somewhere where you can have the liberty and the freedom, because wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where you can have the freedom and the liberty to be used by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, chosen ones, light, salt, Amen. I'm talking to you this evening to get ready for a higher calling. Be ready, amen, to walk, amen, in dark places and let your light shine, amen, so that you can supersede the darkness, amen, amen. By being a salt of the earth, you'll be able to walk when it's impure, amen, and make it pure, amen. You can speak, amen, to your grandchildren. You can speak and set examples, amen, to your sisters, your brothers, your husband, your wife, whoever it may be, amen, and your family members. Let them see, first of all, who you are, and let them see it. They're going to challenge you if they're not ready for themselves, but that's all right. They might, amen, not like you, but they will respect you, and they will say, well, at least, amen, this person is steadfast. This person is faithful in their faith. Hallelujah. So walk with the Lord tonight. I want to let you know, amen, that you're not alone. I want to let you know that you don't walk by yourself, that the Lord is walking with you this evening. I want to let you know that a time is coming, amen, that you're going to have to stand up for the Lord. I want to let you know you're going to be challenged. Hallelujah. And you're going to be asked to denounce your faith. But I'm telling you right now, do not denounce your faith. For woe unto those who denounce that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. That he is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. That he died on the cross. And on the third day, early one Sunday morning, he rose, amen, from the dead. And he said, all power in heaven and earth is in his hands. That's what he said. I believe it. Amen. And I receive the word of God. I want to let you know that the time in this land is closing to an end because of the abomination that is going on in this country alone and around the whole world. But this country, the United States of America, amen, has lost its saltiness. The United States of America has put its light under, amen, a bushel so it cannot be seen and shine. It has lost its favor and its dignity, amen. And the reason why is because of the decisions that its politicians and leaders have made. So light and salt. We need to pray for the leaders in this country. Hallelujah. No matter who they are and whatever color that they may be. Amen. Even those that is the same color as we. Amen. Hallelujah. Black people. Amen. They don't always be in your corner. Amen. Sometimes, amen, they can be the worst. Amen. That come against you. Hallelujah. And I'm just giving you some wisdom this evening to be prepared to stand up and fight this battle. Hallelujah. Prayer warriors, pray, amen, to the best of your ability without ceasing. Pray for this country. Pray for the leaders in this country. But you think that you've seen storms, you're going to see even more storms that's going to rage up. You thought you saw fires, you're going to see more fires that is going to burn up our forests. Amen. There's going to be more floods that's going to engulf the cities where places that they thought that floods could not happen. You remember it happened here in this country. Well, in this city, amen, our city's streets was flooded, amen, last year. That the rain came so fast and so hard, amen, that people had to escape in canoes, amen, and in places where you thought it would never happen, where it did happen, amen, and there's more to come. But why? It's because the abomination has taken over in this beloved country that we live in. The Native Americans, amen, has been conquered people. But God is going to rise them up again. Hallelujah. Not to fight, but they're going to rise them up, amen,
and they would be able to hold their heads up again, and they would be able to have the dignity that they used to have, amen, as caretakers of this land in the United States. Amen. So look forward for this to happen. It's going to happen in our lifetime. Amen. In just a few years. Hallelujah. We're going to see some greater things that's going to happen. But don't be afraid. It's just the Lord is cleansing everything up. And he's preparing himself to return. Amen. So that his kingdom, hallelujah, would be taken over. I mean, not taken over, but you know what I'm trying to say. His kingdom is going to take over this present kingdom of the world. Hallelujah. So be on your guard. Watch as well as pray. Amen. Continue to pray for me that I will remain strong in the Lord. That the messages that I give out, amen, hallelujah, that there be many, many more that will hear these messages. Pray for my mission over in Pakistan. Amen. They need Bibles over there. They don't have Bibles, and I'm trying to find a way to get some Bibles over to these dear people in Pakistan that I minister to every Friday, amen, on Skype, amen. And so they need Bibles, so continue to pray for them. They are so dedicated. They don't have cars. They don't have horses and carriage. They walk to come to this secluded place in hiding so that they would not get caught while they are having Bible studies. How true and faithful that they are. Amen. So that's why my heart, amen, goes out to them. And that's why I don't mind, amen, ministering to them. Amen. And I'm not afraid, hallelujah, of persecution. Amen. Not at all. Because I'm doing what the Lord has told me to do, and he will protect me. Well, I gave you the tribute. Amen. Who was the man who God gave him the ability to conquer the Midianites? Started off with 32,000 and ended up with only 300. Amen. Soldiers. Amen. So research that. And then next week we can talk about that in our tribute. May the Lord continue to bless each and every one of you, from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. And Evangelist Millie Moore, when you go to your doctor, he will not find a single thing. Amen. You are healed. I just speak divine order into your body. Amen. In Jesus' name, right now, as I speak, you are now being touched by the healing hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the words that I speak are powerful, and they are true. God bless my brother, amen, Abraham, amen. I just thank him for tuning in as well. He's gone right now, but our brother is an Islamic faith, but he has, amen, faith in me, amen, and I thank the Lord for him, amen. One day he's going to be converted to Christianity, amen. So praise the Lord. I'll see. Amen. For those who would be able to worship with us at 33250 West 1, Suite 202. See you then. Have a good evening, y'all. And remember, God can do anything. Hallelujah.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I know he can. It's all right. Yeah. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right anyhow. Oh, yeah.
Good evening, everyone.